right, it is Therapy Thursday. That means we give you our best 60 seconds that we can offer to try and help you out in a situation that you got. Maybe you couldn't get advice from somebody. Maybe you don't want to ask one of your friends because friends get judgy. All right, so you can hit us 888-429-0941 via text or call. Our first one, we actually got a phone caller that called in.
Yeah, she's been on hold for a minute waiting on you,
Waiting on me? Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing? I don't have your name here. It's a no name, but I'm sorry we had to have you hold. I heard you were upset. Is there a question that you have for us?
Yeah. I just found out that my husband of 8 years was messing around with a chick from his job. He's telling me that he wants to make it work now, and I just don't know how to push past that and keep going, but I also don't want to lose him.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, first of all, how long have you and your husband been together?
8 years.
Okay. All right. You said that. Okay. So, and because you have equity there. But you also have to protect yourself, and we always try and keep it 100. But you're crying and upset, and so it really makes me have to guard my words because I don't want to hurt you more. He's shown you that his range of trust and stuff is a little bit outside of pocket. Like, it's a little bit wider than you need for you. So we have to look at that and trust that that is something that's real in him. And we don't know if that's going to go away. Okay. He might say something, but he's been saying the right things to you while he's been secretively doing something else. So my only concern is because I'm talking to you right now. So I'm not really working for him. You have to be able to trust your partner for medical health reasons, trust, peace of mind, what you're going through right now. And I would say that if a person breaks your heart, that you can't really keep handing it to them to do it over again if it's going to hurt you so badly. Now, you can make the choice to stay with him and give him another chance. You can do that because you did say you don't want to lose him. But I would just say that it's not likely that he can change, but he can if you are patient enough. But that just puts you on the back burner. It puts your needs on the back burner for a while, and that's a hard thing to do. I feel so sorry for you because I hear the pain in your voice. He's gonna have to do a lot to create a space that you trust him again, and if you do decide to stay, you should adamantly make him do so. He has to earn his way back into it. I had a shirt on yesterday that said earn trust. And respect is earned and not given. He has to earn his way back into that, and that might take a minute. But you have the right to do that. You're a grown-up, and you can decide if you want to give him another shot. But right now, he has to earn his way back in. He can't just walk back in and everything's good. You understand?
That makes sense.
You understand? Be good to yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to treat you. People are going to love you, but nobody's going to treat you as good as you treat yourself. And if you don't treat yourself with this respect that you deserve, other people are not going to give it to you. So demand that you get your respect. And whatever you decide, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but whatever you decide, make sure that respect comes along with it, okay?
Mm. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
She deserves better.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have been like, leave him right there. But man, she was like, I want him. She opened it up with that. I couldn't be like, okay, you want, you know what I'm saying?
It's hard. It's either one side or the other. You know?
Couldn't even hit the clock on her. I was like, yo, like she's crying. Like, yeah. Dude, all right.
We have one for Meredith. It says Meredith.
I don't like starting with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was on hold for probably about 15 minutes.
Damn.
Meredith out the 813. It says, my baby daddy and I have been on and off for about 4 years. Recently, he's been hollering that he wants to get his family back. I'm skeptical in regards to the fact that we always fight and we're always arguing, and he's not financially stable. Every time we get back together, I hear the same promises that never get kept, and I'm just wondering if I should do this again for the 50th time.
Oh, yeah. So the answer is no. If you're calling to ask my personal opinion, you have all the red flags in front of you that you just wrote down. You constantly argue. He doesn't care enough to be financially stable and take care of himself, or at least prove himself. I mean, listen, there's so many red flags and things that are wrong. You've tried to do this 50 times, 51 times. It's probably, I'm not a betting person, but if I was to bet, it's not going to work. So you know what you should do? Just say that, listen, I care about you as a friend, but this is not going to work. I want you involved in like the family's life. That's about it. But it's time to move on. You can't keep putting yourself through this emotional drama back and forth. I would finally close the door and try to find somebody good and that's worthy in your life, worthy of your love and attention and affection, and that really wants to step up and be a real man in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. All right. There we go. Sarah's on the phone. Let's see. Sarah, you are next up. What's going on?
Hi. I was just curious because, like, me and my boyfriend, we've been, like, kind of one foot in, one foot out.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, I wasn't really good in a financial situation, and, like, I don't know, like, now I'm kind of a little bit better, and I didn't really get to give him something that I really wanted to and something that he wanted to for Christmas. So I don't know if I should, like, try to make it up and do something really nice for Valentine's Day and give him something that I know he wants and a little bit more than that, even though, like, we always kind of seem to be, like, one foot in, one foot out, it seems like, and we live together. So it's kind of like, I don't really know if I want to invest into something that I don't know whether or not it's going to work.
Okay. I'm gonna be absolutely a buck with you. If you don't know if you're in a relationship, then you know you ain't supposed to be buying no gifts, first of all. And I'm just going to tell you straight up, because you double dutching in and out of a relationship. You're not in one. And basically, because knowing you're in one means that you're doing things to really will pull that person in. Buying stuff, if you rich, sure, it ain't going to hit you. But you said you got financial woes, so don't go there. If you want to sit down and absolutely be an adult with him and say, listen, we've been in and out and everything else, so I'd like to celebrate Valentine's Day if it's a good day. I mean, hell, you got 24 hours for him to mess up again, so who knows. But if you sit down and say, hey, it's Valentine's Day, how about our gift be some time together? Because obviously, if y'all spend some time together, you'll either get better or you'll figure out that y'all ain't supposed to be together. But a gift ain't gonna do it. And I would not buy him a gift, and I'd tell him don't buy you a gift, because if you don't know if you love me, you don't need to be loving my wallet, okay? And vice versa. You don't need to be trying to buy your way into nothing. How about y'all just spend some time together, go watch a movie or go do something and go eat dinner and have a conversation with each other and let that be each other's Valentine's Day gift. Nobody got to go in their pockets.
That's true, because, like, we just went to watch that comedy show that was here.
There you go.
Mike Epps and
everything. That's a good date night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just did that, and I paid for it. And, like, I feel like most of the time for, like, big stuff like that, like, it's just, like, I feel like I usually pay for stuff that's more, like, eventful, like stuff like that. We went to go see Gabriel Iglesias.
Stop doing stuff. This ain't camp. Go walk down on Bayshore by the water and talk to each other. Why don't y'all talk? Talking is free.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.